Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about a little mini docuseries that aired on Peacock. We were instantly intrigued when we saw it was all about Erica Jane. You might recognize her name from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and her lawsuit. Mm-hmm. You best believe we're reporting on her two episodes of Bet It All on Blonde.
Yeah, so excited.
So excited. This docuseries is mostly about her getting ready for her residency that she got in Las Vegas. There's little tidbits about other things, but it's mostly about her getting ready.
Yeah.
You ready to start it off?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Jeannie, I noticed that when it starts, it says that she has 30 days until the opening of her residency and she's learning her act and all this stuff. How challenging do you think it would be to memorize an 80-minute residency routine in 30 days? And do you think that you could do it?
I did see that too, and that looked crazy to me. That blew my mind, and I remember thinking, I don't know if I could pull that off. Is that how much time people normally give themselves? That doesn't seem like enough. Hell no. I can't even memorize a 15-minute workout. Kudos to her.
Right?
That's crazy. And I wanted to ask you the same question. 30 days to put an entire show together. Is that normal? Does that seem like enough time to you? Would you be able to pull it off?
I have no idea if it's normal. For me, I feel, because they said this is 80 minutes and she has what, like 4 or 5 acts mm-hmm. that she has to come out for. I feel like I would need at least 90 days. And that's 90 days of training all the time, like very consistently, taking maybe one day off a week. I could not do it in 30 days, I don't think. And I also said kudos to Erica for being able to do this, because that just does not seem like enough time.
So you would need 3 times the amount of time.
3 times the amount. I would need 30 times 3.
Yeah. Well, I did notice that she did a little bit of her background in childhood, and she has always been dancing and performing and, you know, on stage. So maybe it is easier for her coming from a dance background, because have you ever seen Dance Moms?
Oh, yeah.
Those kids pick up a new routine in a couple of days and go compete and win first place. So maybe that's just normal for dancers. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
It's crazy to me as a non-dancer.
Well, you know what? Whenever I was in cheerleading, we would have to memorize routines and we went to competitions and stuff, but we practiced a lot. And I feel like being young also contributed to being able to remember things better. I can't move the way that I used to be able to move.
Neither can I, girl.
Did you notice that at Erica's first rehearsal, she was wearing a sweater and it said, "Dreams so wet." The fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but I do remember. Wasn't it black and it had sparkles?
Yes.
Yeah, I did notice that. And I just wanted to say, she is such a hot pocket. Hot pocket. I would not wear that sweater. Would you wear that sweater?
No, because first of all, I'm trying to think, is this supposed to be, because you know what dreams are.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be like, oh, your dreams are so big, they make you wet? I don't like that. I don't like it. No, I wouldn't wear it. Would you wear it?
No. Ugh. I'm too old and ugly for that. That's not happening. I'm not a hot pocket.
But you know what? I feel like it's so Erica and she pulls it off.
Yeah.
Like if I saw Erica Jane wearing that sweater, I'd be like, yeah, cool.
You go, girl. Yeah, it looks good on her. She also in the docuseries talked about how she grew up not really trusting men because she never knew her father. And then her mother's husband, which would be her stepfather, I guess he cheated on her mom, and her mom would take Erica in the car and go spy on her dad or her stepdad. Would you take your child to go spy on your ex like Erica's mom did?
Probably not. And I say probably because definitely not when they're little. That's messed up, you know? Mm-hmm. But maybe if they were 18 or over and they also had the suspicion that I was being cheated on and they also were like my little ride or die children and they're like, let's go get this son of a bitch, then yeah, maybe I'd load the kids up into the family van and we would take a ride to go see what's up.
That answer, because yeah, I do feel like it matters on how old you are. Little kids, no. When you explain it, if they're adults, then yeah, let's go.
Yeah, and it's exactly the reason Erica explained it. Like, I've never had trust for men because at this point, like, just straight off the bat, when she's little, she's already having to see, you know, her mom's getting cheated on.
How untrustworthy men are or can be.
Yeah. So never say never, but I'd like to say probably not.
Yeah. All right.
I kind of feel bad for asking this question. I felt bad for writing it down. I wasn't sure if I was going to ask it, but I decided fuck it. Did you think that it was kind of cruel that she kept him alive? He seemed like he was struggling a lot and he couldn't really walk well.
All right, so I will say my heart did break for that sweet little baby. And I know as a pet parent, it is really hard to say goodbye. So
mm-hmm. You had to recently do that not too long ago.
Yeah, I had to recently do it last year and I had to do it before. Both of my pets that I've had, I had to go through that process and it's never fun. So I'm just going to say I can't judge on that. Like I'm not going to judge her for that. That's just too personal. I don't know. I'll judge your sweater, but I'm not going to judge your dog.
Yeah, I haven't gone through pet loss of one of my pets. Like growing up, I had pets and they died.
Naturally?
No, but they weren't mine.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah, you were a child and it wasn't your choice and decision.
Right. So that's why I felt bitchy for asking, but also I don't care, whatever.
No, I think it's a good question because I'm sure everybody is looking at that situation saying, Erica, you know, sweets, I know you love this dog, but it might be time to say goodbye.
It was when she stood him up.
It fell over.
And he fell over.
Yeah.
But Erica is strong. That bitch is fit because she was able to bend over and scoop this big dog up and carry him.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. So I think it's a natural question to ask. I don't know enough about, like, I don't know if he's on medicine. I don't even know what is wrong with him. I don't know shit. Like, I'm just going to say you do you.
He just looked old.
Yeah, he looked like he was very decrepit and it was time to say goodbye. So I will say that. Poor puppy. Diego. So I have the same question. Were you sad to find out at the end that Diego died? Or were you like, thank God this poor thing's out of his misery?
I was sad for Erica.
Yeah.
But God, was I happy for Tiago. I feel like I would understand. It's got to be hard. He was a part of her family. He was around for a long time. I'm sure she gave him the most awesome life. But that dog was immobile and he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it briefly mentioned in the documentary that Tom, he has dementia, you know, and they're trying to decide if he's competent to stand trial. And they said that Tom has a public defender. Were you surprised that he has a public defender and not a, like, personal attorney? Because a public defender, for people who don't know, is appointed to you if you don't have the funds to have your own private attorney. And a private attorney, you pay them and they have to work hard to kind of get your trust, your loyalty, because you're going to be paying them. I was kind of blown away that he is a public defender.
I was not, because he has no money. He literally has nothing. Dude stole so much. He owes so much. They're going to take all of his assets, his homes, cars, jewelry, anything and everything they can get to pay these victims. Like, they don't care about him being able to afford a better lawyer. He has basically nothing at this point. So it kind of checks out, and you know, my, how the turns have tabled. Have you seen The Hustler and the Housewife?
No, I still haven't seen that.
Girl, it's, if you want to know, okay, so this docuseries, Bet It All on Blonde, I feel like it is, like you were saying, all about just Erica's journey to Vegas. There is some Girardi sprinkled in. Mm-hmm. You have to watch The Housewife and The Hustler. It is very informative. Erica had mentioned that Girardi was a great lawyer and blah, blah, blah. He was not a great lawyer. He was an awful lawyer. He had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of complaints filed against him for years and years and years.
What?
And the California bar did nothing about it because Girardi was paying for the California bar's president's cars, kids' education. He basically bribed the president of the California bar, and that's how he got away with all these complaints for so long. So the bar is responsible too. It is crazy. You have to watch it. It's crazy.
Well, then first of all, I'm actually really excited now because I've run out of things to watch, because since we report on reality TV, we're watching these things as they're coming out, and then you have nothing to watch for the rest of the week or on the weekend. Is this on Hulu?
I don't remember, but there's two parts. The first part was recorded, I want to say a couple of years ago. And the second part just came out recently with the recent update.
Okay.
So it was very fascinating to me to learn more about him and what exactly it is that he did.
Well, you know, it's interesting then, because Erica in this documentary, Bet It All on Blonde, mm-hmm. she's talking about how he was a great lawyer. Mm-hmm. He was a really respectable man. Mm-hmm. He was paying for people's children's education. Like, she made it sound like he was this really great guy. And knowing what she knows now, I wonder why she would still say those things about him, about how great he is, when he wasn't.
Well, this will kind of lead into my next question, because I truly believe that she did believe those things about him, just like everyone else did. He had so many clients. He had so many people that believed in him. He was known for being this great lawyer, great guy, giving, generous, you know, all these things. He had everybody.
So maybe she's speaking like this was her perspective of him. Like, in her eyes, he was really great.
Yeah. Yes. And she even says at some point in the documentary, like, I was fooled just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I truly do believe that, because my next question to you was, I don't believe she knew what her husband was up to. First of all, she didn't work there. Mm-mm. She had no control or really any knowledge of the finances and stuff.
Yeah, she just knew they had money.
Yeah. She had her card and she swiped it. She believed that he was a great man. Everyone else believed he was great. He had all these friends that were in powerful positions, friends with the police, friends with all sorts of, like, reputable people.
The people you're supposed to be able to trust.
Yeah. How would she know what he's doing? He's a lawyer. He is not allowed to say what he's doing. Client confidence. He can't really talk about it. And at the end of the day, do you know what your husband is doing at work? Do you know exactly what his job is, how he does it?
I know what his job title is, but I have no idea what he's doing at work. I'm not there.
Yeah, same here. Do you know who his clients are? Do you know what he sells his clients? Do you know, like, the details of his job?
I know he sells engine parts, but that's like Erica being like, yeah, Tom gives lawyer services. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I know the basic.
Right.
So that's why I believe that there's a possibility she didn't know that Tom was stealing and embezzling from his client. Mm-hmm. It's because it really is honestly possible. Because, I mean, I doubt that he was coming home and being like, oh, yeah, Erica, guess who I got to scam today for how much money? Like, come on.
I just don't see him saying that or doing that. I mean, I know my husband's job title and I have a general idea of what he does and who he works with, but...
Mm-hmm. You don't know all the ins and outs. You're not there.
Exactly. And just as your husband doesn't know all the ins and outs and all your clients and who you're dealing with, your job.
Exactly.
I just... truly in my heart don't believe that she knew and knew what he was up to. I kind of do believe that she is a, I hate to use this word, but like she's a victim of him too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Let's move on from Tom.
Let's move on. Yeah. So she was talking about how she needs a bigger budget.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the residency budget people, whoever those people are, and asked for $100,000 more mm-hmm. when she hasn't performed yet. Do you think that was a little unreasonable?
Yeah, I think... me personally, I don't think I would have the balls to ask for more money. Like to me, this is your trial. This is your trial period.
Mm-hmm.
You do well, you perform well, and then you ask for more shit. Like I don't know. I just
yeah. You don't walk into it being like I need more.
Yeah, and the things that she wanted more money for was drums and trumpet players and blah blah blah. Like. You don't need live music. I mean, on a scale, like, how bad do you need that? I do understand that you have, like, a vision, but you have to keep your vision within your budget. So, no. When she didn't get the $100,000, I feel like she kind of had a meltdown. And do you think that her meltdown was bratty or inspiring?
Neither. I didn't necessarily find it bratty because she tried to pivot relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a good move for her to ask for $100,000 more. And like we said, she hasn't performed yet. She did try to pull out a loan for $100,000, a personal loan. That's what I mean by she tried to pivot, but she was denied for that as well.
Yeah.
She says it's because she's her name is still Girardi, like her husband. And with everything that's going on, I understand why the bank can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't find it bratty nor inspired. I just felt that it was stupid.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good move. It wasn't not stupid. It just wasn't a good move.
Yeah.
Speaking of the $100,000 personal loan, would you pull one out if you had a residency and the extra budget that you requested was denied by production?
I know they had a creative vision. Like, I think they were really focused on that. But no. No thanks. If it was me and I was in her situation, I would pocket as much profit as possible. I don't care. I don't have the budget for live music performers. It's not going to make or break me. If I put on a good show, I'm going to get the profit. I'm going to pocket as much profit, and we're going to do fine without the extra $100,000. No thanks.
Yeah, no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks. Did you see those parts where they were showing Erica past interviews and they were having her react to her past interviews? And they asked her if she had any regrets about how she handled any of the situations, and she said, no, absolutely not. So what were your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are is I don't think she regrets any of her actions. And I honestly don't know how I feel about that. I'd like to think that she had no idea this stuff was happening. And since she didn't commit these crimes against these people, like, why would she feel guilty?
True.
And people were kind of coming at her hardcore, always asking about her personal business, which why wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it still doesn't make the situation right. He was your husband, and I don't think that it would be the worst to be like, I actually do feel really bad for these people. Like, I feel bad for mm-hmm. myself and I feel bad for these people. I had no idea this was going on. Like, these poor victims, like, why can't you show a little bit of sympathy for the people who were screwed over?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we had even talked about this in a past Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode. We said, oh, I wonder if, you know, Erica looks back on that season and is ever like, oh, you know, self-reflection, I wish I would have handled it differently. And well, we got the answer to that question. No.
Mm-hmm. No. And she held his phone. Did you see that? Like, she wouldn't give the producer back his phone. And she's like, wait a second. And she started telling him, like, you know, I don't think anyone can handle this. And then she gives it back. Like,
uh-huh.
Girl, why are you holding his phone hostage? Don't do that.
Well, you know, that's my next question. She said that none of the other housewives could have handled what she went through. Do you think that's right? Do you think she's right about that?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
I kind of feel that Garcelle would be able to hold her own in something like this.
I feel like Garcelle would really advocate for the victims too, maybe.
That was the next thing I was going to say. And Garcelle, I feel, would have handled it far more gracefully and would have had more sympathy for the victim. Even if it wasn't Garcelle's fault. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, something doesn't have to be your fault for you to feel bad for somebody.
True.
So I do think that Garcelle could handle it, and possibly Kyle too, because Kyle would flip it and somehow find a way to profit off of it. She would capitalize on her lawsuit.
Yeah.
Were you expecting Erica to not be able to do that sexual bed scene and that Mikey did cut it from the program? I'm not really asking if you're surprised that Erica couldn't do the bed scene. I'm more asking if you're surprised that Mikey cut it.
I was surprised he cut it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think they should have kept it in, honestly. Because, okay, after watching the clips of the show, they had a lot of just walking around the stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the cages, dancing in the cages.
That one looked fun.
I think it would have added another layer to have the bed scene. Because I didn't think the bed scene looked that bad, but I'm not a dancer. I don't know what I'm looking at. It doesn't take much to impress me, but like when I go to a show, I always like the change of scenes, and that would have just been another change of scene and another layer.
Yeah, and this is Vegas.
Yeah, so I would have liked to see the dancing, the cages, the bed. Like, I would have just had like to have more visual stimulation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think. They should have kept it.
All right.
The bed scene was such a freaking issue. Do you think it looked okay? Do you think they should have cut it out?
This is where our opinions differ. I'm glad that they cut out the bed scene.
Yeah.
I could see what Mikey and the other lady producer were saying about how, like, it's not sexy. Like, she's
robotic.
She wasn't there mentally. And I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Mikey is a good advocate for her because he is very honest mm-hmm. with her. And I feel like he truly cut the scene so people wouldn't be criticizing her, because they would.
Okay.
So Mikey seemed solid in my opinion. And after practicing so many times and she wasn't getting it, then yeah, you gotta let it go.
Had to go. Now, when you say comparing the scene of the music videos to the scene of what she was doing, yes, there was a big difference.
And that's what I feel like, that's what Mikey was trying to say. Like, this is what people are expecting,
mm-hmm.
and you're severely under delivering.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be best to take this out so that's not even like a thing in people's head.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No hate on Erica. It's just she wasn't there mentally for that.
Yeah, makes sense.
Did you hear Mikey whenever they were doing the bed thing? Did you hear Mikey in the background? I'm so sorry. He said, I think it's all the life trauma. It's just really fucked it all up.
This life trauma is ruining the show.
Yeah, that really could have impacted it as well. But oh my God, I was cracking up.
No, I didn't hear that. And if I did, I didn't store it in my brain bank. But I agree. He was very hard on her and they kind of clashed about it. But he did have her best interest and his interest in mind, because
mm-hmm. Yes.
Again, his name goes on this.
Yes, exactly.
So understandable. He was very firm with her. They were very frustrated with each other several times. And I wanted to know, do you think Mikey should get his own show?
I would actually love to see a show with Mikey. I like him.
I do too.
I think that it would be awesome if they had like Dancing with the Stars, but it was all the behind the scenes where it's him like creating the routines, even if it's him setting up another Vegas residency.
Yeah.
I like him.
I do too.
I like his honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I like how he also seems like he's kind and he has your best interest. But like you said, at the end of the day, his name is going on here too.
Mm-hmm.
And Mikey, I'd like to see a show with him. I could do it.
We want a Mikey show.
Did you see where the coordinators wanted to talk privately and they were having a big fuss about how they do not want to be mic'd up?
Yeah.
They don't want to have the camera crew inside their meeting. Like, this is private. This is none of your business. And the camera crew's like, well, I mean, this is part of the, which I kind of agree, this is part of the documentary. And they're like, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do you think that they were saying that were so bad that they wouldn't want Erica or the audience to be able to hear? Because I imagine it has to be something bad.
All right. Well, when they came out of that little private meeting, that's when they told her we're cutting the bed scene. So I think that they needed to talk shit in private. They needed to say, listen, she sucks. She's not pulling it off. We need to drop the bed section of the show. And I'm sure that affects a lot of people when they have to cut an entire performance out. So I guess they just need to discuss that and make a final decision.
Which, you know, I honestly feel like that's kind of admirable too, because before we have to hear it, before Erica hears it, it's like they're discussing it first privately.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bring it to Erica, and Erica's the one that said, you guys can come in here. Like,
yeah.
Because I think they were going to have a private discussion with Erica about the bed scene, but Erica was like, y'all can come in. So it's like,
yeah,
we were finding out when she was finding out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was right after that meeting. So I think they were just saying it how it was and saying she can't do it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So I noticed in this docuseries that we normally see Erica always in full glam, dressed to the nines. But in this docuseries, she was barefaced a lot. She had no makeup, no extra hair, just keeping it real. Did you like seeing that part of her?
I do. It reminds you that she is just like everybody else and all these other celebrities. She's a normal person. She's not walking around with eyelashes glued on every single day. Like, you know, a lot of times when they show the scenes of like the reality stars waking up, they already have makeup on. Like, no fucking way. I did like seeing raw, real Erica with her messy bun and her bare face.
Yeah. Or in the shows, they'll come out with those under eye patches and sunglasses so you can't see their...
See how bad they look.
Yeah, that would be me. I would be coming out with my sunglasses.
I think I'd be walking around like Erica Jane, just all busted up, because that's pretty much how I walk around all the time now.
You're not busted up.
Well, thank you. So I noticed that Mikey, he would call Erica out on things. She would kind of always have an excuse to why she wasn't performing well. Do you feel like she was making up a lot of excuses of why things weren't happening? Because he'd be like, oh, well, this dance scene isn't right. And she's like, well, the corset broke backstage. And he's, what the fuck does that have to do with you dancing?
Yeah. I also noticed that she has this narrative she keeps playing every time in a discussion. And I love Erica, but she has this narrative on repeat. Well, the lawyers and Tom, and look what just happened to me, and my life just got fucked up, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, but it's the lawyers and Tom. And she keeps repeating this narrative, almost like she's in a hamster wheel. And I feel sad for her, because I do understand she just went through some major trauma. She's still going through it. But I feel like this is the perfect opportunity that you've been given to just focus on this, be grateful, move on, be as positive as you can, and stop with the narrative. She's got to move on.
Yeah, because she's like, even the, I think it was the lady producer was like, you have wanted this your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, get it together. You have it. Like, get it together. But Erica's like, I know that I should be doing better. And she's like, I know that this is what I've wanted. She's like, I just can't get through this mental block, which that's got to be so hard.
Yeah, I can tell she's struggling. And that's what makes me sad for her.
But you're right. She is just replaying all this other stuff. Like, put yourself in the game. It's go time.
Yeah, I feel like her husband has taken so much away from her in these last couple years and damaged her so much. This is just an opportunity for to have something of her own and spread your wings and fly with it. But yeah, I'm sure it's not easy to be getting so much hate and garbage thrown at you every single day and still trying to stay positive. But she's got to try. Like, you got to.
She's got to try.
So hard. Megan, I know. You and me are going to go to Vegas one of these days. I can just feel it in my bones. Mm-hmm. We were in Vegas. Would you want to go pay to see this show?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I would. I would totally pay to go see this show. Yes, I would. I would love to see it. It looked so much fun. I would pay to see the Bet It All on Blonde show because they had streamers.
Oh, yeah.
They had confetti.
Oh,
yeah. The extras. It's the extras that I'm like, ooh. So yeah, and the cage dance look cool. I love bitches in cages.
Yeah.
Not in an unhealthy way. Only if they want to be in the cage. But abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely.
Yay, good. Cause I want to go too.
Oh, I know that you would want to go.
I love me some Vegas shows. Ugh. Love them.
Did you have a favorite costume change out of all of her costume changes?
You bet your sweet ass I did. I really, really, really loved the lime and black. I loved it. She looked so good. Loved it. That was hands down my favorite. Which was your favorite?
The neon bodysuit, the lime and black, the last bodysuit that she wears in her act. I don't remember what song she does it to, but that final look was killer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was amazing. She looks spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that one, hands down, just my fave.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that you love that one too.
She was glowing, literally.
She looks really, yeah. Erica looks really good in neon colors. Not a lot of people I feel can pull on neon, but we've already seen that she can do the hot pink. She looks great in electric blue. She looks great in neon green. Like, yeah. This girl, she's got a great palette.
Yeah, lucky.
After, this is a D-part question.
Give me one D at a time.
One D at a time, never two. After watching her show, what are your thoughts? Do you think that she pulled it off?
I think she pulled it off. I thought it was good. It wasn't like mind-blowing, but I think it's a good show.
Do you feel that Erica is a real showman?
Yeah. I mean, from what I can tell, the crowd was enjoying it. They seemed to be enjoying it. To me, it looked like she knew what she was doing. I will say, I don't think she's as much as a showman before all this drama, but I believe it's still in her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just got to get her groove back.
Yeah.
And I already know this, but would you go to one of her shows?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I would love to go to Vegas and see her in person. And I would definitely even throw my granny panties at her.
Hell yeah. And last but not least, letter D. Do you feel like her choreography wasn't that hard? It appeared to me that a lot of her backup dancers were killing it. Like, they have a lot of movements and dancing. And from what I viewed, she walked downstairs and she moved her hips a lot and she got lifted up. But I mean, her dancers lifted her up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it looked super hard. I think it looked doable.
So after I saw the whole thing, I thought maybe I could learn this in 30 days.
Maybe I could do this in 30 days. You know what? Change my answer. Yes. 30 days. Got it. Check.
Got it. I did feel bad for her because after her show, the very next morning, she's sitting down. You can tell she doesn't feel well. And she said that she feels really depressed this next day after. Have you ever had like such a big adrenaline rush that the next day it just dumps on you and you do feel depressed, because I've had issues with that before.
Oh.
So I understood what she was saying. Oh. I totally got like what she was saying.
Well, you should share your experience. Tell me about your experience with your depression adrenaline rush.
Usually after I have really awesome days on boats, or if I go to fairs or anything that like gets me kind of amped up.
Out of your normal routine.
Yeah, out of my normal routine. The next day, it's like I crash, because I don't know if it's because I had so much energy where I'm just depleted the next day.
Uh-huh.
And it makes me feel sad. And whenever I was in California with you, we were so go, 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 go. There wasn't a moment to feel that. But when I got home, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like the crash afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I experienced something similar. And it is too also when I'm traveling. Because I usually try to pack my schedule as much as possible. And I am more of an introverted person, so I will need to take a couple of days just to lock myself in my room and do whatever, nothing, because I will go, 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 and then crash. I never have a steady flow of energy. That is not how I operate at all.
Yeah.
I'm like a toddler. I crash.
Little toddler tot.
For sure. Yeah. For me. So what was your final takeaway from this series? Have your feelings about Erica changed any? Because I know we've covered her on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and we've always really liked and supported Erica. So has that changed any for you?
To be honest, I didn't really get anything from this documentary. It was all right. I could have lived my whole life without seeing it, though. I do love Erica. I still love Erica. I think I'm just so used to wanting drama and juicy shit that it was vanilla for me. And I wanted Neapolitan.
Okay.
But I got vanilla, and that's okay. I still love Erica to this day.
Aw, a little glam block.
Did you like Bet It All on Blonde? Was it what you were expecting? And did you feel like you got to know Erica a little better?
I did like it. Like, it just seemed like a little bonus episode, basically. Like you're saying, not
life-changing.
Nothing really mind-blowing or life-changing, but a like nice little bonus clip episode. I went into it not really expecting anything.
That's good.
So, I mean, I didn't expect anything. I was just didn't even know what this was going to be about, really. I thought it was going to be about her show, but I'm glad she shared a little bit about her childhood and a little bit about Tom. And I think I did see another side to her. I've never seen her like rehearsing so much and, you know, not being in full glam. And her poor dog, Tiago.
R.I.P.
And I liked Mikey. I liked to see her interaction between her and Mikey. I would say that was the most fascinating part.
I feel like they have a good friendship. It's It's honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's very direct. But I feel like Erica is very direct. And Erica also is pretty honest, it seems.
Yeah.
So those two, I feel, really get along together and are a good team.
Yeah. And he's not afraid to give her constructive criticism, feedback. And I feel like she is also very good at taking constructive criticism and feedback. So.
Yeah. She was very receptive.
Yeah. So I like their relationship. That was good to see. So yeah, I mean, those are my takeaways. Her and Mikey, star of the show.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, we would like a show with Mikey next. So Peacock, Bravo, Hulu, get on that.
Wouldn't it be funny if there's already an entire series of Mikey shows we're just oblivious to?
He's 5 seasons in and each season has 27 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should watch The Housewife and the Hustler together and report on that if we have some bonus time to do that. We'll think about it.
I might watch it this weekend. I might watch it this weekend because for those of you who don't know, which is everybody, last night I checked my bank account and a scammer got into my checking account and drained my entire account. And my bank is saying, well, it's going to be 7 to 10 days for us to investigate. You're going to be poor until then. We're not reimbursing any of your funds. So I don't think I'll be going grocery shopping today. So I might just be depressed and watch The Housewife and The Hustler.
You know, Megan, I just, not to kick you while you're down, but this reminds me of season one. I don't know what episode it was, but we had talked about me getting my bank account drained. Yeah, identity theft. I think we did a whole episode about identity theft. And I haven't listened to the episode recently, but I do believe that you were like, oh my God, Jeanette, I want to be as rich as you one day. And no one wants to steal my identity because I'm poor. So I just wanted to congratulate you for finally making it to the identity theft zone of your life.
Yeah, because remember, they were also trying to hack my Venmo account and I had to close my Venmo.
Yes.
God, I should take it back. This is dumb.
I take it back. This sucks.
If, honestly, had the bank, Wells Fargo, had Wells Fargo reimbursed my money while they're doing the investigation, I would be fine. But the fact...
At least half of it.
Yeah, but the fact that they're not... Girl, I just got paid on Friday and today's Sunday. So... That blows so bad. And the last time I had an issue with Wells Fargo, which this is... I probably should have switched banks at this moment in time. But remember I ordered that Roomba from Walmart for $300?
Yeah.
And it never came. So then I tried to dispute it with Wells Fargo. Uh-huh. They did an investigation and they told me, too bad, so sad, you got this Roomba and you're paying $300. And never did I ever get the Roomba. Ugh. I didn't get the Roomba.
You've been scammerfied.
Oh my God. What if Wells Fargo is Tom Girardi? They're taking money from my account to put into other people's account.
Yeah. Okay. So I found it. It's season one, episode 6, Identity Swip Swap. Learn all the ways Jeanette has been robbed so you can prevent it from happening to you.
Oh my gosh.
And just when you thought one Megan wasn't enough, we want to introduce you to the other Megan Scott. This episode is full of theft and STDs. What more could you want? We're going to have to re-listen to this one.
Oh my God. For those of you who are just following along with us, you really should go listen to season one because season one was just gold. It's where you really get to learn about us and get to know us so we can be friends.
Yeah, I will say that season one was when we very first started podcasting. So if we sound absolutely awful, it's because we just started podcasting. It gets better.
It's because we were absolutely awful.
It gets better.
Yeah, this is season 3. So we've been around the block a few times now, and now we're mediocre. Wait till next year.
Yeah, we went from awful to mediocre. So yeah, but we'll have to go back and listen to Identity Swip Swap because I'm pretty sure that was your dream. And now your dreams come true.
I am so upset.
Congrats.
I'm never making goals and dreams again.
Right?
All right.
I guess we're done.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about Bet It All on Blonde, the Erica Jane story.
Yeah, this is a one and done for us.
All right, Captain.
Stay tuned for more juicy reality TV. We're pumping out at least 2 a week now, and you're welcome.
You're welcome. I do know on the schedule is going to be The Valley, but we want to wait until there's at least 2 episodes because that first episode was a bummer. So We'll have more for you soon. Don't you worry.
Yeah. So all of our reality TV obsessed listeners, subscribe.
Oh.
Find us on Instagram at j.a.m.session.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.